Democrats control the legislature in Virginia, both the House of Delegates and the state Senate. So when they passed a bunch of bills earlier this year during the legislative session, and their fellow Democrat is in the executive mansion, they expected that most of them would be enacted. But instead, Spanberger issued 40-some vetoes of their legislation, and that rubbed some of the Democrats the wrong way. She told them to try again on a few priorities, such as allowing collective bargaining for all public employees and setting up a retail market for cannabis. She did approve some of their other priorities, but of course it's the ones where she was at odds with the Democrats that are causing sort of a ruckus.
As we see these disagreements over things like labor issues, immigration, other priorities, what do those fights tell us about the direction of the Democratic Party in a state like Virginia?
It's tricky to read too much into it, but you do have a governor in Spanberger who ran as a moderate. She served 3 terms in Congress and was regularly cited as the most bipartisan member of Congress and pledged to keep up that behavior once she became governor. Meanwhile, the Democrats in the legislature have increased the size of their majority in the House of Delegates, and you would argue that a lot of the new ones who have come in are to the left of Governor Spanberger. So their priorities are a little more aggressively what you'd call progressive than what the governors are. So you're seeing a little bit of a split, and I guess it's a symptom of these days. It's hard to be down the middle. Both Republicans and Democrats are tending to go more toward their, I guess, extremes. And when you're in the middle, it causes friction.
You know, how are Democratic leaders and lawmakers in the Commonwealth responding to these disagreements that are playing out?
Well, one thing that it's done is it's led or it's contributed to a standoff over the state budget. And there's a deadline at the end of June. If Virginia doesn't have a 2-year state budget, the government will start to shut down. And that's never happened in Virginia. And you wouldn't expect it to happen when you have unified government. But the Senate Democrats want to discontinue a tax exemption for data centers and use massive amount of money that would free up for other priorities. Whereas Governor Spanberger and some leaders in the House of Delegates think that it's going back on promises to get rid of that tax exemption and would discourage economic development. So there's a bit of a showdown over that. And if they don't resolve it by the end of the month, you'll see a shutdown like we haven't seen in modern memory in Virginia. So that's one tangible product of this kind of dysfunction.
Are you hearing from the governor on this at all?
She has given a lot of interviews and talked about sticking to her campaign promises to focus on practical issues for people. The other thing that her team says is that the governor is something of a policy wonk. And when she looks at these pieces of legislation, if she sees flaws in them, she wants to fix them. Whereas the counter argument is that often in Virginia, if legislation gets through and there are some little flaws in it, well, the legislature will come back next year and fix it. And Spanberger has a bit more of a perfectionist approach. This is the storyline where she wants to get it right the first time. So if it's not right now, let's not pass it yet. Let's tinker with it some more, bring it back up next year and do it then. That's also sort of a practical way that she's been at odds with some of the traditions of the General Assembly.